Commentator Graham Dower isn't surprised that American tourists would venture all the way to the South Pacific in search of terra incognita.
There's just about nothing more central to the collective American identity than the idea of remoteness. Entering a remote place, and more importantly, surviving once you get there, demands self-reliance, courage, decisiveness, and appreciation of risk and opportunity. But in the lower 48 states, the kind of classical remoteness that once saturated our unknown wild lands is today more than just rare and endangered. It is extinct. You can see this without even leaving your computer. Just about every inch of the lower 48 can be viewed on satellite images over the internet. Satellite phones and emergency beacons can summon help within hours. Risk has been reduced to an option, sort of like heated seats in an SUV. Still, you think, the reality on the ground, miles from a road or trailhead, ought to be different. And I spent 2 years trying to prove it, covering tens of thousands of miles, searching for the single most remote spot in the continental United States. Most of what I found ranged from awful to nasty, harsh, uninhabitable, hard to reach. But even in those far-off and unlovely spots, traces of the modern world were evident. In one instance, I wandered deep into the Idaho lava fields outside Craters of the Moon National Monument. All day, I staggered over enormous piles of loose, razor-sharp rock. My boots were lacerated, my socks soaked with the sweat and blood of a dozen cuts. But even there, miles from nowhere, a plane droned overhead, and in the morning, I found machine gun shells from long-ago Air Force training exercises. I thought I had finally found true remoteness in another place, a virgin meadow inside a steep Utah canyon. Yet as my GPS unit produced fresh coordinates, the sensation faded. I was still connected after all. Genuine remoteness was once as real as the forest itself, but nowadays it is barely a memory. It's still possible to sense the presence of its ghost on the far side of that empty valley, beneath that billowing storm front, just beyond the corner of the eye. But the wild American remote has been reduced to a kind of essential myth, like Bigfoot or flying saucers. We need these to keep a sense of mystery about the land. But the hard new truth of modern America is this. No matter where you go in this country today, true remoteness is someplace else instead.
Commentator Graham Dower is a journalist working on the upcoming book, Someplace Else Instead, Geographic Remoteness and the Modern American Condition.